Orange County's blue wave has hit a big red wall, or as political observers call it, the OC Board of Supervisors. Irvine Mayor Donald Wagner easily won a seat on the board in a special election earlier this month. And unlike the county's congressional seats, which went for the Democrats last year, the board remained solidly Republican. Gustavo Arellano is here to talk about it on KCRW's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So Wagner's been around in Orange County politics for a long time. How has his resume played into this new job?
What's interesting is that Donald Wagner, you see him, he looks like the old school Republican. When people think about Republicans in Orange County, they think older, whiter, male. But he's actually a minority in this board of supervisors with Republicans. His fellow Republicans are all Asian American. So now it's a 4-1 supermajority. But in that sense, but Wagner also represents the Republicanism of South Orange County. So affluent, doesn't really care about, or, you know, has been pushing back on the homelessness issue and also housing affordability issue. And so it's interesting to see where, how that's going to play out for the Board of Supervisors, considering that they're the ones who have to solve the homelessness issue.
Now, the woman that Wagner beat out, Loretta Sanchez, she's a Democrat. She's got some name recognition, yeah. Obviously. What happened, and did she ever have a chance in this race?
I never thought she had a chance. I did say here that never underestimate her, but she had never represented that area of Orange County. I mean, remember the district that Wagner won. It basically goes from Yorba Linda down into Irvine. She had always represented Anaheim and Santana. You still have a lot of Republicans in that district, so she was already at decided a disadvantage against Wagner. She was the only Democrat that was running, but and even though she did have name recognition, you have to also remember, in Orange County, Loretta never really had that many fans, even in her own district. And outside of it, she was always public enemy number one.
Now, Democrats won all those seats just a few months ago. Remember the adulation of Orange County when the whole county, all the congressional districts went blue.
International attention, even.
Does that mean the blue wave is done in Orange County, or is this just a different type of election?
It was already a very conservative district with a guy who had been representing the area, name recognition, for 20 years. I don't think it's necessarily an aberration. You still have a lot of Republicans in Orange County. I do think, though, as again I said here, that the Republicans are ready to come back with a vengeance in 2020. They're going to use this victory against Wagner had. They're going to use it to propel them. It also hurts sort of the Democrats because they're losing that momentum. They were really banking on this to have two seats to make it a 3-2 majority for the Republicans. But then they were going to challenge the first supervisorial district seat, which is in Santana. That one they think they could win in 2020. So they would have had possibly a 3-2 advantage by 2020. Now they're going to be in the minority for good 4 years.
2020, of course, a big presidential race there. And you know, we know that the demographics are changing in Orange County as well.
Yeah.
How does this sort of foretell what we're going to see next year?
Orange County has been majority minority since 2004. But again, I think with Wagner, he does represent a final gasp of a certain type of Orange County. From now on, you're going to see, even with the Republican Party, you're going to see more minority candidates. You're going to see more candidates who, honestly, they're going to have to be a little bit more progressive on some issues because that's what the younger people, the people who are voting, are probably going to want. Although it's interesting with Wagner, he has made his big stand on reducing crime and also basically not having any homeless people in his supervisorial district. So that's what elected him to office. But now he's going to have to get along with the rest of Orange County. So let's see how much he can do, or rather whether he's just going to be the mayor of the bubble that he lives in.
All right. Gustavo Arellano, KCRW's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.